Welcome back to Fans in the Pro with Deuce and Zach, our final half hour with you. Right now we have Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans podcast at NOLA Jake, talking a little bit about the Pelicans. And obviously the first thing, Jake, I want to ask you, well, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays to both you guys.
Happy holidays. Thanks, to you. And I think, you know, for us, first thing we got to do is dive into the ever-growing rumors of Anthony Davis leaving for L.A. or Boston or somewhere out of New Orleans. And I think I just want you to comment on the comment that LeBron made that has given this thing life right now.
Yeah, you know, look, every superstar wants to play with other superstars, so it should be no real surprise that LeBron James, when asked about playing with Anthony Davis, says it would be fantastic. Kyle Kuzma, who plays for the Lakers, had a really good line about this earlier, saying, you know, if you asked Michael Jordan if he'd want to play with Anthony Davis, he'd probably say, yes, I would like to play with him. So, you know, that's not the real story here. I think what the real story is that the Pelicans are losing. They're 15-17. They've won 10. They've lost 10 of their last 15 games. The season's not going the way they thought it was going to go after that second round playoff series that they made. And when that happens, you look at this and go, you know, truly do wonder, does Anthony Davis want to be here in New Orleans in this situation? He said that winning is the most important factor to him. He wants to win multiple titles. He wants to go down as one of the best players ever in NBA history. And you only do that with sustained playoff success. And if he doesn't have that here in New Orleans, he will look to have it with another team. Yes, New Orleans can offer him significantly more money than any other team can with the way the CBA works in the NBA, but that's not his number one priority. If he has the choice between winning a title in Los Angeles or winning a title in New Orleans, he'd take the one in New Orleans without a doubt, I think. But if they can't give him that opportunity, I think that's when you'll see him to leave. The way it's kind of been described to me is he's looking for any excuse to stay here in New Orleans, but if they don't put that situation in front of him, then yes, he's going to bolt and he's going to ask for a trade. But right now, he's doing and saying all the right things and seems focused on the season.
Jake, you know, it seems like every season at some point we get to a spot where it's the Pelicans decimated by injuries and having the guys that they need on the court, not on the court, certainly happening right now without Julius Randle and Mirotic. Is this a team that's ever going to be able to build enough depth to truly win a championship? And is it a city that can draw another superstar here that I think ultimately in today's NBA is going to be necessary?
You know, I think in regards to the first question, you know, the answer is maybe. This team has kind of been mortgaging the future for a number of years to put win now players around Anthony Davis. The way you build depth in the NBA is through the draft with those cost controlled contracts and letting those players develop. You know, they haven't really had anyone on the roster for more than half of a season that they've drafted in the first round since Anthony Davis, all the way back in 2012. So that really hurts the depth there. And then the salary cap mistakes eventually catch up to you. And you see the Pelicans in the situation that they're in right now. You know, they could add another piece or two throughout this year, and certainly they're going to try to as we lead up to the NBA trade deadline in February. If they do that and stay healthy, there's a little bit more depth here than we've seen in the past. So it's possible. Now, can they keep that depth beyond this season is going to be the big question. But, hey, let's kick that can down the road. When it comes to attracting another superstar, they can clear up a max contract spot this offseason to sign one of the best players out there. But it's a small market. We've seen these guys tend to go to Miami, to L.A., to New York. They want to play in big markets. San Francisco's the other one. But these guys also want to win, and they're attracted to well-run organizations. And I don't know if you can necessarily call the Pelicans that right now. So, yeah, it's possible they'll have the money for a max contract guy for another superstar to potentially pair alongside Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday. But until they keep taking the right steps to showing that this is an attractive place to play, and they haven't yet, I don't think you'll see it happen.
Talking to Jake Madison at NOLAJake.com, host of the Locked on Pelicans podcast, talking a little bit about the Pelicans and obviously Anthony Davis. What do you think tonight? I mean, I think not having Randle and Mirotic tonight is obviously tough, and you know Peyton is not going to be available for a couple more weeks. But what do you think about tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. You know, the biggest question in this game is who guards LeBron. You know, they don't really have that kind of wing stopper. They put Drew Holiday on him at times in the past. That hasn't gone particularly well. There's just too much strength and speed and athleticism there for the shorter Drew Holiday to handle. If they can contain LeBron, the rest of this team for the Lakers hasn't played particularly well at times. Kyle Kuzma's been good up front, but their backcourt with Lonzo Ball has struggled. Rajon Rondo, who left the Pelicans to go there, has been out of the lineup for a little bit. That kind of leaves them in a bit of a funk. They shut down LeBron, or at least kind of limit him, because I don't think you can truly shut him down. They have a good chance at winning. They're going to need to play their style of game. That's in transition. They need to be significantly better on the boards. Can't give up the second chance points they've been doing. This is a winnable game, even without Randall or Mirotic, as long as AD plays. I think he's still listed as questionable with the flu. So we'll see. If he's out there, it's not going to look too good. But if he's in, I think they have a pretty good chance in this one, despite kind of being undermanned on the road.
Yeah, and I think LeBron may even be questionable as well because of some illness he has.
Look, they'll take any break that they can get to try and get back towards 500 and back into this playoff race. So that's certainly a good thing. I think if LeBron sits out, the Pelicans have a really good chance. They can kind of dictate the pace of the game. They can control the board. The Lakers often struggles at times when things really slow down. The defense steps up like we've seen it do a handful of times, not consistently like you'd like. They'll be in this one for sure.
Appreciate it, Jake. Jake Madison at NOLA Jake. Where you can find him on Twitter and host of Locked On Pelicans podcast. Thank you for calling, Jake.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
All right. Thank you. Pels need a win in the worst way, man. I mean, you need to start winning. You've been banged up, hurt. You know, at one point, four of your top six starters or at least top six players are out, hurt. So hopefully they can get it turned around.
Yeah, I'm always going to believe that it's going to be tough here. It's just the way of the NBA. It's small markets are difficult to draw people to. This is a city that's going to have a hard time supporting someone that you're handing $250 million to, and we're not going to have the media backing behind it. We're not going to have that type of – the endorsements are going to be harder coming from – there's just a million things working against the Pelicans, and – they've tried very hard.
Negative
with the
Ned, no.
They've
I
tried,
won't let you do it, Negative
they've
Ned.
They've tried very hard with the resources that they have to put a team around him, and they haven't.
No, Negative Ned. He will re-sign, Negative Ned. I'm going to break right now. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I didn't say he wouldn't. I just don't think he will.
Who dat's? I'm going to go to right now, Jerry. You listen to Fans and the Pro. Deuce and Zach. Jerry from Kansas City. Thank you for calling WWL. How you doing, man? Jerry. Jerry, going once. Jerry, I got to go. All right, I'm gone. I tried. He had been on hold, too, and I apologize for that.
He was going to talk about the Saints O-line, and I think, you know, first of all, it's good to have everybody back.
Right.
I mean, it certainly looks like Teron is going to practice. He didn't even have an injury designation today, so that really points towards him playing.
He's been out 5 weeks.
He's been out for 5 weeks. Is it five or six?
Well, five games, 5 weeks.
Five.
Got hurt against Cincinnati.
Right. So you know, getting him back is a big help. He's an incredibly talented player. It also comes at a good time because Bushrod pulled his hamstring trying to chase down interception. By the way, I think you can appreciate this. I told Bushrod on the bus after the game, bro, you're too old
to be dropping it
into fifth on an interception. That boy ran a 4.32 last year.
Yeah,
earlier in 2018, he ran a 4.32, Jermon. You gotta keep it in fourth. You gotta keep that torque going, but they're no opening it up anymore. The days are over.
I think you show that you're running, but you're not really running. I mean, that's what you have to do on tape. You know,
I told you
I didn't quit on the play, but you know, I gave good hustle, good effort.
Listen, Teron did that last year, and we had talked about it during the season. I said it is what it is.
Yeah,
I know you can still run in a 4.8. I know you can do that. But you can't do that anymore.
No,
it's not worth it.
I mean, the mind is telling you one thing.
Yeah,
the body
right.
is going to show you another
yeah,
one.
That's right. So it'll be good to have everybody back, and I think it'll be a big help, certainly with this group that's coming in.
So tomorrow, myself, Bobby Hebert, and Seth Dunlap will be at the Rouses on the West Bank, the Best Bank, from noon to 3. Stop by, say hello. We can talk a little bit about the Saints, the Steelers, the showdown. So that's the Cajun Kenny, Deuce McAllister, and Seth broadcasting live from Rouse's Market in Gretna. That's 91 West Bank Expressway tomorrow from noon to 3. And on Sunday, I know Steve Court and Seth Dunlap kick us off. I don't know what time they come on. I don't have that paperwork. But anyway, what I was calling you to tell you was what time they – 11 a.m. Seth and Steve start us off because it's a 3:15, 3:30 kickoff. So, I mean, the times change. But anyway, they start us off. Christian and Bobby take over after that. And then myself and Zach Streif, we take over. We call this game. So turn down the sound on your TV and listen to us. Right. Zach, you cut a commercial about this.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what is it, the radio.com app.
Yeah.
You can't listen from the phone.
Correct. Can't stream mobily. You gotta pull it up on a laptop or a desktop computer, and you can listen to it on the WWL app. And the reasoning is that the NFL owns all the mobile broadcasting rights, and they send that all, and we don't have any choice. We can't do anything about it. So that's how to do it. Or guess what, Deuce? You can grab an actual radio.
Old school
radio, and just dial us up. We'll be on there and sync us up and listen to me and Deuce lose our minds in the booth.
And Alexa, you can listen to it on Alexa. That's what I heard, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, now you know. Alexa, tell Alexa to put us on. Zach, what are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, so listen, I think the Saints are the better football team, first of all. I think it's a better and a more complete team, top to bottom. I think offensively these teams are fairly matched up. I know the Saints haven't played as well the last 3 weeks, but they've been insane at home. And I expect them to return to that level, especially being full strength on the offensive line, which gives the offense a really big boost mentally, you know, in general. But I think, you know, defensively, the Saints are the better football team. And special teams, I think we have an edge. So I think the Saints win this one. It's going to be close. It's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a blast to watch. This is kind of that old school football that we all know and love and are going to love to watch. And I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Saints are going to win this one. I'm going to go.
The offense returns. That's what you told me.
I'm going to go 31-28. Saints win this one.
31-28.
No, 31-27.
27.
I think the Saints are going to play well in the red zone, force a couple of field goals. I think they're going to miss a field goal in this game because that's what they seem to be doing this year. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
I don't have a score for you, but I do think the Saints are going to win. It's going to be interesting to see if they can slow Samuel down. I don't think that he has the repeat as far as running the football. I don't think that they really even try after being stopped a couple times. So for me, I see them being able to open it up or wanting to open it up. It's going to be interesting. If Juju can't go, that's going to make it a lot tougher for them from an offensive standpoint, because you talk about leaning on Antonio a lot. That's what they're going to have to do. And obviously you look at the tight ends, which they do have. They have some good young tight ends that can hurt you. So, you know, Von Bell, Marcus Williams, DeMario, Alex, you're going to have to bring it.
And here's what's great. All four of those guys you just mentioned have been playing phenomenal football for well over a month at this point. So I feel good. We got a call earlier or a text earlier, hey, you got to worry about the third receiver. And I said, P.J. Williams, how good has P.J. Williams played here in the second half of the season? Again, another guy that, you know, really after week four, P.J. has played phenomenally in the slot for us, and that's been a big boost after we lost P-Rob. So I feel really good. I feel really good about this game, and I think at the end of the day, the amount of emotion, the amount of intensity that's going to be in this game, and certainly I know the big advantage that we're going to have is being in the Superdome and our fan base and the Houdat Nation, I think will carry us through.
Well, Zach, before we wrap it up, I'm going to let you thank everybody like you normally always do, which is always outstanding. Hopefully, anybody that's out there shopping like I'm about to be doing or over this weekend, spending a lot of money, but don't spend too much. Hope everyone have a safe weekend. Happy holidays. Zach, take us home.
We want to wish everyone a Merry, Merry Christmas. But thank you to everyone. Diane Newman, our program manager. I don't have your last name. Throw it out. Tim Zimmer in the booth, and Deuce McAllister, my partner, WWL.
The following is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Whistle and a foul, drives in. Oh, tomahawk slam!
LSU Fighting Tiger basketball is on the air.
Requests takeoff and slams it home.
LSU Fighting Tiger basketball from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Three, count it! Oh, my!
This exclusive presentation of LSU Fighting Tiger basketball is brought to you by the six partners that represent Team LSU. Cox, the official communications provider of LSU Athletics. McDonald's, official sponsor of the LSU Tigers. Our Lady of the Lake, official healthcare provider of LSU Athletics. Coca-Cola, official beverage partner of the LSU Tigers. People's Health, the official health plan of LSU Athletics. And by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers.
Three ball, around and down.
The roar of the Fighting Tigers come alive on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Tiger fans, this is LSU Fighting Tiger Basketball. Now, let's go courtside with the call of the game. Along with former Tiger head coach John Brady, here is the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
After a long trip west where they went 1-1, an 82-76 loss at Houston, then a 78-74 victory over St. Mary's in Las Vegas, Will Wade and company return home, take on another top 25 team as the number 24 Furman.